I'm here today with Warren Kimble, who is running for the SIPOA Board of Directors. Warren, if you would please tell us a little about yourself and why you would like to be a member of the board.
Well, I spent a long academic career teaching and writing about American history, so that I at least know how to put words to paper, I think. I spent 4 years on the United States Tennis Association on the Board of Directors. That's a $500 million annual gross corporation. So at least I have experience watching people manage from the very top. And I've been here in Seabrook for living full-time since 2001 as a condo owner or villa owner, and been a constant visitor since 1980. So I've been here, kind of have a feeling for the island.
In your opinion, what do you think are the top issues facing Seabrook right now, and how would you address them?
With one obvious exception, which is the question of rising water, the seas, which irrespective of what the cause are and what humankind is able to do about that, that's not the argument SIPOA should face. SIPOA needs to face the reality that the water's coming up, and that's going to have a huge engineering effect on our roads and our drainage systems on the whole island. So I think that is a major thing. Otherwise, I really think Seabrook's doing it right. I don't see any great crises. If specific questions come up, if I'm on the board, I'll address specific questions when I have specific information. But in general, I'm really comfortable with what the board has been doing, and hope that, you know, I could help it continue to do good things.
What do you think are some unique skills or talents that you would bring to the board?
Well, I mentioned the fact that I was on the USDA Board of Directors for 4 terms, which, again, I think was valuable management information. When I was on the POA board for 6 years earlier, I worked primarily on long-range planning, which I think was an incredible experience for me, one that I not only enjoyed, but one that I think I demonstrated my ability to get talented people put together and create a team that gets the job done, which I think really is really is what being on the board of directors is all about. I think that team effort approach also demonstrates how well policy-based governance can work. We have a talented staff, and we have amazingly talented volunteers who actually do staff kind of work, and managing their work so that you get the most out of it is really what the board is all about.
You addressed the fact that you've served before. How would you address that substantial time commitment?
Yeah, it is a time commitment, but it's one that I think management requires talking to people, a lot of which can be done on the phone. You don't have to be on island for everything. What you have to do is be on top of what your team is doing. It is a commitment in time that I'm willing to make, but it's a pleasant job. It's a nice job. These are really nice people to work with, so that it's not ha-ha fun, but it's fun to be involved in trying to help the community and to work with a really talented staff and a lot of really, really wonderful volunteers. So, yeah, it's a time commitment, but it's a pleasant one.
All right, Warren, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay.